Eh bien, les amis, c'est avec un grand, grand plaisir que, une nouvelle fois, nous avons Guernica Mancini, The Thunder Mother, avec nous sur Vinyl Time. Voilà, elle a eu la gentillesse de nous concocter cette petite interview. Et puis, on va parler, bien sûr, de ce nouvel album, Black and Gold. Voilà, on va parler de concert, on va parler du Wacken, on va parler de la tournée avec Scorpion. Pff, quelle actualité! So, Guernica, first of all, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure, a second time in Vinyl Time to speak about Thunder Mother. And what a great surprise to see you again on tour with a new record and a lot of maybe news, flash, actuality, blah blah blah. What? This is the years of Thunder Mother, maybe.
I hope so. I mean, we sure have. I mean, we've been working really hard for a long time, and it's really nice to finally start seeing the growth, you know, and like the audiences and all the things that how people are responding to the music that we release and all these things. It's really amazing, and it's a lovely time. I mean, we are very happy and we can't wait to share the whole album with the world.
Ben voilà, vous avez compris, Guernica, elle est avec nous. C'est un grand plaisir parce que c'est la deuxième fois, elle était venue dans 213 Rock. Et puis on parle bien sûr de toute l'actualité de Thunder Mother, hein, parce qu'il y a l'album Black and Gold, il y a les concerts, il y a le Wacken qui vient de se terminer, il y a la tournée qui arrive au Canada et aux États-Unis fin août, début septembre, octobre avec Scorpion, incroyable. Et puis comme le dit Guernica, ils ont beaucoup, beaucoup, beaucoup travaillé pour nous amener un très grand album. Guernica, maybe just before we speak about this black and gold around your music, a few words about the Wacken Open Air, because I see a lot of pictures from you, from the band, from the crew, and I think I see a lot of smile on your faces because I see a lot of people coming, see the show, see you on stage, and of course, Thunder Mother, it's a real band on stage. So, just after this Wacken, how do you feel?
I feel so happy and blessed and just, you know, really. It was really overwhelming when I see the photos from Wacken. It actually like brings tears to my eyes because it's like what I've always dreamt of, and having that humongous audience that just felt like it never ended, and everyone singing along and doing all the things with us. It Wacken, I'll never, you know, I'll never forget that. That was the biggest crowd we've ever had, and it still puts a smile on my face. Like it's probably forever gonna do that because it was just so much fun. It was so much fun.
Ben voilà, vous l'avez compris. Donc, Thunder Mother était à l'affiche du Wacken Open Air. Vous allez sur le site du Wacken, vous allez sur le site de Thunder Mother. Il y a plein de photos. Il y avait un monde incroyable. Le groupe a fait un super, super concert. Tout le monde était content. Et comme le dit Guernica, l'incroyable, c'est que, effectivement, tout le monde connaissait les titres. Ça chantait, ça criait. Et pour un groupe, je peux vous assurer que c'est quand même du très, très lourd. Maybe Guernica, we speak just after about touring because we have a large tour who is coming in October. September, August of September and October, but before we speak about Black and Gold. So many single with coming. You started with the first one, Watch Out. But I think with this Watch Out, clearly you say this is Black and Gold, guys. So let's go Watch Out and listen the new music, clearly.
I think Watch Out is just, we really wanted to, just like we did on Heatwave, release the first single, a fun party song. And Watch Out is that. So, it's just us, you know, we wrote this during the pandemic and a lot of things have happened behind the scenes that we've kind of like, you know, opened our eyes to. And so we were able to put that into the lyrics and, yeah, I think we managed to do it in a cool way where it has the right amount of attitude, but it's still a fun, cool song.
Yeah. Ben voilà, donc le premier extrait de Black and Gold, c'est Watch Out. Et si vous n'avez pas regardé ce premier morceau, écoutez et regardez le clip de ce premier morceau, et c'est incroyable. Il voulait un titre qui fasse plaisir, qui ait beaucoup de bonne ambiance. Après, bien sûr, puisque le disque a été enregistré pendant la partie pandémique, mais le groupe a beaucoup tourné. Et puis, ce premier morceau, Watch Out, il est quand même fantastique. Guernica, a few words about another song which for me fantastic because when I listen all your song, I just create the review right now and I listen many times your 12 songs. One of my most favorite song is Wasted. I like the riff at the beginning and your voice is so fantastic on Wasted. What a good idea. You. What a good surprise because it's like the 70s, 80s with coming on Wasted with a lot of guitar and your songs, it's in your voice, it's crazy on it. What a good one.
Thank you. We had a lot of fun writing that song and it was, I mean, it is kind of like a love song. Yeah, no, I think Wasted is a super fun party song. But unfortunately, it's not going to be one of the singles, but it's on the record. So when you get the album, you can enjoy it as much as possible.
Bah voilà, vous l'avez entendu, il y en a une petite coupure, mais c'est pas le single. C'est pas un des singles, mais ça aurait pu. Mais en tout cas, ils ont pris beaucoup, beaucoup de plaisir à enregistrer ce disque. Et puis ce morceau, Wasted, voilà, il est coincé entre Hot Mess, Wasted and Watch Out. Ah, c'est un super titre. And Guernica, who have the idea to put Hot Mess just after the 3 release? You start like an engine, and just after, we just put Hot Mess. It's like, yes, guys, wait a minute, listen Hot Mess, and come back after with some other riff. Who have the idea to put Hot Mess on this four pace?
Actually, now that you say it, it's just kind of like, I don't know, I think Philippa really wanted it to be a single, and then I don't remember now. We just thought it would be cool to put out something, to show different sides of us in the singles, and we really like that single, and we wanted to, kind of showcase that we do different things, and we all think it's a beautiful ballad, so we just thought, why not?
voilà, vous l'avez compris. Alors, les trois premiers titres, ça commence par The Light in the Sky, Black and Gold, and Raise Your Hands. Yeah, raise your hands. Ouais, voilà. Et juste après, on a un morceau beaucoup plus calme qui s'appelle Hot Mess, qui vient un petit peu calmer l'atmosphère. Et puis après, ça repart sur Wasted, Watch Out, I Don't Know You, et ça va très loin. Et on termine par une autre balade, on en parlera juste après. And maybe, Guernica, a few words about the video clip is coming for Hot Mess, because Emily, with your drummers, have the idea to record and to make a video on it. It's clearly not a new band, but clearly it's today this approach to build a video together. We share the music together. It's like a fantastic idea, no?
Yeah, I mean, thank you so, merci beaucoup. Emily is really talented with film and stuff. She likes making little movies, so when we decided to do like a lyric video for Hot Mess, we asked if she would do it for us, because she always has the most creative, fun ideas. And then she came up with the idea of scrapbooking and putting all these photos that we haven't shared online. And, show all these like more private photos of us like on tour, not so much on stage, but like behind the scenes. And I think she did a great job. It was, I think that video is brilliant.
Ouais, bah voilà, donc Hot Mess, c'est un petit peu particulier parce que c'est Emily Johansson, la batteuse du groupe, qui a eu l'idée de filmer l'équipe autour d'un scratchbooking, mais pas avec des photos de concert, mais derrière le concert, c'était intéressant. Et puis ce morceau, il est quand même très particulier, il est très personnel, et donc l'idée, c'était aussi de partager ça avec tout le monde. And maybe Guernica, a few words because we have a new bass player on this new records. Mona Lindgren joined the band. Few months ago, and now it's totally part of the band. Maybe I think four girls now on Thunder Mothers with a new bass player. It's killer one. The band is totally kill everybody on stage.
yes. No, I agree. It's like it's funny because we have changed bass player a few times now, but we've been so blessed.
What happened with your bass player?
We're like Spinal Tap. They just blow up and disappear. I don't know what to tell you. But we have one that's like, Mona's actually a guitar player. Maybe that's why.
Ah, on a perdu un petit
peu. She's a guitar player, and we asked her to play the bass for us, and she's done it a great job, and she has crazy good performance skills. Mm. So when you see us all on stage, it's a good show, it's good performance.
Et bah voilà, donc c'est aussi, les amis, le premier album avec la nouvelle bass player Mona Lindgren qui est arrivée. Donc comme le dit Guernica, c'est une personne qui jouait de la guitare avant, elle apporte beaucoup de choses, et quand vous les voyez toutes les quatre sur scène, cette énergie est incroyable. Maybe just few words now on stage, Guernica, because I see you a lot of times, I see a lot of video, and the band is growing, and we have a lot of fun right now. It's killer on stage, and I think is coming in August, September, and October for Thunder Mother, it's like maybe a new beginning. No,
I hope. I mean, it's a dream come true for all of us to be able to open for Scorpions, to go on a North American tour and play arenas. Like, there's so many like things that are happening that are just mind-blowing for us, and we can't wait to go on this tour, and hopefully it's going to open new doors and make maybe we can take that step and become, you know, one of those bands that people really, you know, look up to and respect, and, you know, be part of the future of rock and roll, really.
Yeah.
In a bigger sense, you know.
Yes,
it
clear.
Would be super cool.
Clear, super cool. Bah voilà, comme le dit, alors avec ce groupe sur scène qui grandit, la bonne nouvelle, c'est en août, septembre et octobre, bien sûr, le groupe ouvre sur l'Amérique du Nord pour Scorpion, et c'est, comme le dit Guernica, la possibilité d'ouvrir des nouvelles portes et de pouvoir amener, bien sûr, plein de bonnes choses au niveau de Thunder Mother, en espérant que tout se passe bien et qu'il y ait beaucoup, beaucoup de monde et qu'elle passe beaucoup de temps. Guernica, another one regarding, of course, this fantastic release again with call Black and Gold. You finished again, Borrowed Time, finished the album. You calm everybody with these songs.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
High energy. It needs to be, what's the word? It needs to have like a nice dynamic. So you get like pumped up, and then you get calmed down, and then you get pumped up, and then you want to turn it, you want to put that album on again.
Bah voilà, le dernier titre qui s'appelle Borrowed Times est une ballade qui termine l'album. Alors, il y a vraiment des très bons titres, hein. I Don't You Know, Looks No Hooks, Load and Free, Try With Love, Trastrosphere, et on termine par un morceau beaucoup plus calme, qui calme un petit peu tout le monde, et on se dit, waouh, quel album. Il y a 12 titres, l'album sort le 19 août, c'est-à-dire très bientôt, juste avant la tournée nord-américaine, et vous allez pouvoir le découvrir. Voilà, franchement, c'est un très très bon album. Guernica, few words. In Heat Wave, you have Driving in Styles. Now, you have a Hot Mess. What is the next step after that for Thunder Mother?
Oh my god, the possibilities are endless. I don't know. Whatever comes to us when we start writing new material, I mean, we get it influenced by life and everything that happens to us. So it's going to be some hot messes, and there's going to be some driving in style. I mean, it's going to be a bit of both. But we're always going to try to have fun with it, and you know, high energy stuff. And then we'll throw in a little ballad. I think we're always gonna do that.
Voilà. Bah, dans Heatwave, il y avait un morceau qui s'appelait Driving in Style. Dans le Black and Gold, il y a un morceau qui s'appelle Hot Mess. C'est quoi la suite? Bah, comme elle le dit, c'est prendre beaucoup de plaisir, écrire des nouveaux titres et puis de faire plein de bonnes choses autour de Thunder Mother. En tout cas, on lui souhaite beaucoup, beaucoup de choses parce que Guernica, c'est quand même un très, très bon album. Je vous le dis une nouvelle fois et c'est un très, très grand plaisir d'avoir Guernica cet après-midi. Guernica, before we ending this again second interview in Vienna time, I am so happy to speak with you because I see you so many times. I see you at Sweden Rock. I have a lot of CD with your signatures on it and so on and so on. I'm so happy. What is for you the most important right now? It's to make a great job during this US tour, I would like to say, to open many doors to come back after that in Europe to play some other gigs and most of the fantastic festival in Europe in next year. What is the next approach for you and the band?
Well, you just mentioned it. You put a good timeline on it. Like, we want to go to America and really show them what we've shown Europe that we can do, and just be Thunder Mother and bring our music to North America. But then after that, we will tour all throughout Europe. So we will come to France in between February and April. We're doing a big European tour, so we're going to hit all the different countries, not just Germany. So it's exciting to
thank you so much.
Be able to. Yeah, you're welcome. No, but we're very excited.
Voilà, bah vous l'avez compris, on a une petite coupure encore avec Guernica, mais en tout cas, le fond de l'histoire, c'est effectivement que bah, la tournée se passe, que derrière, ils puissent revenir en Europe en février et en France et pas qu'en Allemagne. Voilà, elle m'a dit merci, je lui dis merci, elle m'a dit merci parce que c'est important aussi de ne pas venir qu'en Allemagne. Ils viendront en France, on espère, et puis on va leur souhaiter bonne chance. So Guernica, thank you so much for your time. Cross finger for this tour. In a couple of days right now, cross finger for that and hope to have a lot of fun on tour with the mighty Scorpions.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. And we fight for rock and roll.
Hell yeah!
Thank you so much.